வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of November, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Yes, Sunday, the sun is the center, and that is why we call it first sun, and then moon. Monday is next week, then Tuesday, which is next to the earth, and Wednesday is next to the sun.
Then sun is first, then moon. But they say moon is first, then sun.
Who says?
The scientists?
No.
Yes. They say the moon
is... So, but the distance is concerned. Moon may be nearest.
How it is that?
Well, it is so, sir. Huh? Our science says so. Your science may not. And we don't want to place the sciences here.
Your science.
Let us talk about philosophy.
Jump over.
This Chandra is the upagraha of Earth, isn't it? As Guru has got many such upagrahas.
This is one of the celestial planets. And they say there is no, like...
It is not self-luminous. All grahas are not self-luminous. When we observe them in the sky, those stars are blipping like this. The grahas are straight as the Shukra behind us. It's just steady like that.
Philosophy is also incorrect. There is no life after death.
Yeah, who says so?
Oh, so many. All Western.
No, the Western. That does not mean the Western philosophy is only with the Jagruti state. But Jiva has got three stages. And the fourth stage, the Turiya stage, is the real stage that we understand. They don't have idea of it, unfortunately. So that philosophy is not the real philosophy of life. Life as a whole should have its own philosophy. They don't understand that there is anything beyond the Jagruti stage. But then there is a Swapna stage, there is a sleep stage and the Turiya stage. And that, if I am wrong, you may correct me, sir.
You cannot be correct.
I cannot be wrong, sir.
No, I cannot be correct.
You cannot be correct. I can. Why you should not be correct? Because the philosophy must encompass the whole life, not a part of it. All Western philosophers except Schopenhauer and Eckhart, they have only thought about the waking state. They have never thought about the dream and the deep sleep state, and the state beyond the dream. None of them, excepting Eckhart of Germany. So the Western philosophers are all wrong, or partially true. The Western philosophers have never thought about the three other states. None of them.
Philosophy rejects any philosophy based on thinking.
But you see, thinking is an apparatus which takes you beyond thinking.
That is another.
That takes you beyond thinking. You cannot go beyond thinking without thinking to be taken as a fact.
But thinking must be intelligent thinking. But under the direction of intelligence.
Buddhi.
Yes. Or separate arrangement, although they are one.
They are the different facets of the same internal organ as a whole.
Jaya. The set is there, but beyond that, mental set, there is intellect. Beyond intellect, there is soul.
To go beyond intellect, for a body conscious ego, or the ego must dissolve and find itself to be true, a jiva, and then it travels further up to find its own identity and its own relation with God. Before mind is one, you cannot go beyond it. That is what my conjecture. I may be wrong for all that.
One has to go beyond the mind. But those who are stuck up with the mind, they are useless. So the Western philosophers, they are stuck up with the mind. That is the Mano Rathena, mental concoction. Asata. Philosophers, they take the mind as the soul.
Yes. And the communists think even the matter is more important than the mind. And what you call dialectical materialism. That the matter produces consciousness. It is not that consciousness, collects matter around it. That is their philosophy. There is this dialectical materialism, I think. They are absolutely wrong. They are even further down than the Western philosophers, mental philosophers.
Hare Krishna is already mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani pararahu, indriya paramana, manasattu parabuddhi.
Buddhi to parasana. That mind has to, reason it out for itself that it is false. That comes to that.
Not false.
False so far as the higher category is concerned, the jiva.
Nothing is false. But there are different steps. One step is important than the other. But they are not false. Just like the water, the sand, then earth, then the building. You cannot construct a building here. So these are different stages of reality. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jaya. Jaya. It's taken from the earth. There is no doubt about it. Why the scientists cannot take? This is a fact that there is aroma. And the flower has taken the aroma from the earth. But why the scientists cannot take?
They can make chemicals, flavors.
Huh?
They can make flavors, aromas from chemicals.
As good?
No.
They make a flavor artificial, then say it's rose flavor.
Also not all kinds of flavors.
But I think if they want to produce rose flavor, they must use roses somehow or other. I don't think they can just produce.
They use a little bit.
Yes. They must use.
They are taking chemicals, making flavor, and the flower is coming out without any chemical. So he is more artist. Better artist.
They will wilt and die. These flowers, they will wilt and die. But they can make flowers that will not die, will not wilt. Of course, they have no smell.
They make without smell.
Yeah.
It's this side. And moon is this side. The wheezy is first. Both of them are both sides.
The sun is larger in the sky, so that means it is nearer to the earth.
It should be. Because you calculate about the stars very, very far away. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Then, which is smaller, is far away.
Things are bigger than the smaller ones, subsequently. The upper planetary systems, are they bigger than the lower ones? The sun is bigger than the earth, the moon is bigger than
the
earth.
There is measurement.
Some people say that You are coming to India for preaching, but we Indians, we already know all the about Krishna and Ram. Why don't you should be preaching in the West where the people don't know?
But you know from the Western people, they are not, they are imitating Western people. You know from the Western people, therefore you have to learn from the Western people this also.
They're learning everything else from the Western people, so why not?
Everyone in India knows the Leela of Krishna, the science of Krishna, that they have forgotten.
They know Leela of Krishna, but they do not know Krishna.
No.
Huh? You are telling that Mr. Bajaj, he wants to take the instruction of Krishna without Krishna.
Yeah.
Then how you take this instruction when Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Manmana? If they do not take Krishna, then how this instruction is taken?
It can't be.
Well, Ras Leela is more important than those instructions.
Actually, the real scholars of Bhagavad Gita, they admit that later on this Bhagavad Gita came out, which was stressing more on bhakti.
Later on.
The real scholars is this mundane scholars. Those who studied Bhagavad Gita, they accept that Bhagavad Gita is based around bhakti principle.
How it came later on?
That they ask us, that they don't.
And what was the beginning?
All these Vedas and everything.
No, Bhagavad Gita, they say later on.
What was the...
He says that it was the Vaishnavites who introduced Bhagavad Gita.
And why Shankaracharya has accepted
that? That they cannot answer.
Then the police.
That they cannot answer.
Shankaracharya has accepted Bhagavad Gita. Shankaracharya accepted Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Sa Bhagavan and Krishna.
It is like that. They think that Shankaracharya also liked Bhagavad Gita, but the personal Krishna was not very important.
No?
According to his Bhashya, they think like that.
No, he has written many prayers.
Yes.
On Krishna. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam. Muramata. That means those who are not worshipping Govinda, they are Muramati. He is addressing Muramati, rascal.
Now this verse, Srila Prabhupada, Vasudevam Sutam Devam, is also written by him? Vasudevam Sutam Devam, Kamsa Chana Ramadana. Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru.
Maybe, but I do not.
Because they say, these mundane scholars, that Bhagavata was after Shankaracharya, because he did not write a commentary on Bhagavad. Because there is a mention of Kamsa and Chanura and Vasudeva and Devaki. That means that Shankaracharya did believe in the personal Krishna.
But Vedavyas is after Shankaracharya.
They don't accept it is written by Vedavyas.
Huh?
They are such atheistic people. Hmm. They do not accept that it is written by Vedavyas.
That's all right. But others accept.
Yes. Vyas people do accept.
Vedavyas is accepted by Shankaracharya. Vyas Guru.
They think that some Vaishnava wrote it and put the name of Vedavyas. That's so demonic.
Yes, they say that. Then, other acharyas, they are also fools.
I think they place all the other acharyas after Shankaracharya.
Acharyas, but their parampara system is very old. Bhagavad Gita, no.
They don't accept it as a... They do not accept it as spoken by some person, Krishna, 5,000 years ago.
Anyway, do they accept the authority of Bhagavad Gita?
They say it's a very nice book of knowledge. Don't want to pursue spiritual life.
Then why they become authority?
Yes, that is... That is their aspiration.
They do not accept authority. Why they become authority? We'll accept them. If everything is depending on mental circulation, then why they should be accepted as authority?
That they cannot answer. Only insincere people, foolish people, they are misled by them. Otherwise, I don't think anybody even knows their philosophy. Everyone knows your philosophy because they see your disciples. No one goes to read their books. Mostly I see in their books, first edition, copies 2,000, 3,000, something like that. And you never see the second edition.